Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. This is episode 20 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, which is a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode, and it's about development, front and back end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about what happens when your code throws an error. Now, depending on what language you're working in, what kind of code you're working in, it's going to be a different kind of error. It's going to look a little bit different. Debugging it is going to look different. But there's one kind of core principle that I feel like is missing from especially a lot of entry-level programmers that I've discovered. And it was actually missing in me relatively recently. So I wanted to kind of talk about it together. So when you get an error, let's say, and I'm sorry, I'm going to use Laravel because I just saw this happen today in the Laravel Slack chat room. So somebody says, you know, I'm using this new version of Laravel and I'm having this problem and I really could use some help. And so we look at it and there's a missing parameter somewhere and they're saying, I'm having this trouble with core Laravel. So debugging this problem, and this is the same kind of thing that I used to do often, debugging this problem in this kind of space often looks like Googling for the error. You know, first thing that you do is you Google the error and ask other people for the error and then try and do the kind of same stuff you do all the time. Oh, well, I'll delete the vendor folder so that it might be a composer issue, or I will PHP artisan optimize to see if it's a Laravel cache issue. And these things are all really important. But what happens when none of those work? What happens when you don't know how to handle it? Well, a lot of times people just say, I've got to ask somebody else to see if they've run into this problem before, or I will, you know, just start the whole thing from scratch, or I will do something a different way because I don't know how to handle it. What's missing from that is actually understanding the error. Because let's say it's maybe not an error in your code. Maybe it's an error in the framework, at least looks like it. What do you do in that situation? And to me, at least most recently, what I do is I say, well, what's actually going on? Well, I've got a single line of code and it says, error, the constructor for blah, blah, blah needed to be passed an instance of this, and instead it was passed an instance of that. And if you're not familiar with it, we're talking about type hinting in the past. Maybe it says, hey, this is a particular one. It says looking for an HTTP request object, which represents the entire, you know, HTTP request with the GID and the post and the user information, all that kind of stuff. And it got passed null. So what do you do in that circumstance? Well, what you do is you figure out why is it getting passed null? What should be passing it something? You know, and there's a lot of different tools. In PHP, you could use Xdebug or something like that. But let's just talk really briefly. Identify what it is that's calling this particular method that's throwing the error, and then figure out why it's not throwing what's expected. So what I would normally do is I'd throw an exception there. You know, throw basically new exception, you know, why is this not working or something like that. Really, the point for me is not exceptions. It's getting a stack trace. What I want to know is what called what, called what, called what, called what, called what, until I got to the point where I am right now that I'm having this error. And so what I want to be able to do is say, well, something should have injected a request, an HTTP request object, and the second parameter, this particular method I'm looking at, and I know that's the problem, and I understand that it should be one, and I understand it's not one, but I don't understand why it's not one. So what called it? What method was calling us in the first place? And in what circumstance could the thing that it's passing in there that should be an HTTP request be null instead? And basically, like, yeah, you spend some time digging through and maybe you find it was some totally unrelated stupid thing and PHP artisan optimized, you just mistyped it and would have fixed it, or it's some file system thing, or you'd misconfigured something, or your versions weren't lined up. It's very, very, very seldom that you dig through and you actually discover that it was actually framework code or plugin code that was a problem, although sometimes it was. But what you just did was, first of all, you solved the problem yourself. You walk the whole way through the call stack until you finally identify, oh, an HTTP request object was supposed to be started there, and it's not because whatever. It's not because this thing was compiled and the cache didn't get refreshed, and so it was serving an older version of this code that was supposed to be passing in the HTTP request object, or I had this other thing configured, or I was calling something that from the command line that wasn't supposed to be called from the command line because it was expecting, whatever ends up being. You discover what the problem is, but more importantly, you understand more about how your actual thing works. You understand all this magical stuff that kind of hides in the background that just works, and when it doesn't work, you get kind of scared and overwhelmed, which is fine. But now all of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute. So every single time I'm calling this thing, which I call all the time that broke now that just overwhelmed me, it's actually just getting run through these five different methods by the framework every single time I run it, you know, Laravel or Rails or whatever else. And it started from here. And all of a sudden, you know A to Z how a single request through your application works. You say, oh man, the bootstrap starts this literally from nothing. And it gets this variable from here, and then it passes it through here, and then it instantiates one of those, and then it injects that one into that one, and then we get to this method that just broke. And so you can actually step by step from nothing to where you are and then out to the response, you could actually understand the entire call stack, the entire movement of, you know, a user request or a command request or whatever through your entire application out to a response that gets sent back to the user or to whatever else. And that's really cool. I think there's a ton of power to be had from, rather than just feeling overwhelmed when the thing that's doing the work for you, whether, you know, again, jQuery, Rails, Laravel, Angular, whatever, getting overwhelmed when it doesn't work the way you're expecting, instead see that as an opportunity to say, man, I should figure out how it's actually working so I can figure out why this isn't working the way I'm expecting. And yes, the docs might help and you know, folks in an IRC channel or something like that might help. But sometimes it's like, man, this is a really cool opportunity for me to learn about it. And so this happened to me recently. People are like, well, in the latest version of Laravel 5, I can't custom set paths that I want to, that I want to change where the storage is or where whatever it is. And I said, you know what, I bet you by the time Laravel 5 is actually released, it'll be customizable, but why don't I share with people how to do it? Well, how do you figure that out? And I wrote this blog post. I don't have more time to tell you about it, but just check out mattstauffer.co. There's one about setting, extending the Laravel application, I think is what it was called. And I'll put it in the show notes. But you can go there and you can basically, I wrote down the process of me discovering, how do I figure out from nothing to knowing where these things are set? And so it's a freedom. It's a freedom to understand the source. And framework authors will say, well, the best way to learn about this framework is to read the source code. And it's like, well, sometimes that sounds like read a dictionary. But the best way to start reading the source code is this, is next time something goes away you're not expecting, or you want to just hack something a little bit, throw an exception or find some other way to follow a stack trace through, maybe use an IDE that lets you click through like PHP Storm, something like that, and figure out from request to response what's actually happening the whole way through. So that's it. Episode 20 of the 5 Minute Geek Show. So we're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, or 5minutegeekshow.com, F-I-V-E. Subscribe to us on iTunes, podcasts, iTunes, RSS, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. And thanks for checking in. This is Matt Stauffer for the 5 Minute Geek Show. See you next time.
5 minute?
Five minute? I don't know.
Say 5 minute?
5 minute?
Geek Show.
Oh, nice.
You going to say Geek Show?
That was safe.
Geek Show.
That was safe.
Good job. Say 5 minute Geek Show.